UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you have a television near you, you see a lot of football. If you have a window near you, you see nothing but bright blue skies. And you obviously are tuned in to the best radio station around. Steve Rummage is back in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
It's great to be back. Like I said, it's another beautiful day. A lot of exciting stuff going on. Two sides of the spectrum here. One, I just cannot hear out of my left ear. I don't know, man. It's just the sinus. It's the...
You still yeah, working with the sinus things?
Yeah. Nick, don't freak out. It's that... I don't know what it is, man. But
do you have
just,
any sanitizer?
I know. Yeah, I know.
Nick's like, I'm going to need you to test before we do the rest of the show.
See, he doesn't spray that chemical stuff again. But yeah, no, it's, I don't know what it is. But regardless, I'm working on that. And two, the last couple weeks, man, I've kind of had a nice little summer break. Like, I appreciate you guys letting me... letting me kind of detach. It was 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to get our monies back from you.
Hey, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay.
Listen, I told Nikki, I was like, Nikki, I have some awkward things going on in my life right now. So if I got to get out in here at the top of the hour, you be prepared to cover for me. So we're going to get our monies back from you.
Hey, listen, I am totally fine with that. So it was nice, though. So I've had a couple good weeks and now ready to... You know, the home stretch here. Let's get back into some sports.
Okay, you say home stretch, Texter. You say home stretch. Here's what happens, Steve. Here's what happens. This is a natural cycle, and I know there are people listening. Oh, God, this is, you know, August 9th. This is when Marcus starts doing the blah, blah, blah. Yes, I'm going to do it again. You're going to listen. It's the hurry up and wait time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hurry up and wait period. But here's the thing. I told the other story. I told it to Nikki while you were gone.
Okay.
It's the Mike Tyson to the ring. It's we're in the locker room right now, right? Before Mike Tyson fight. We're in the locker room now.
Okay.
Now you're here. It's game day. It's fight day.
Listen to music.
Right.
Finding my pump up stuff.
But here's the thing.
Which I have found.
You are looking for. Okay. Here's the thing, Steve.
We can talk about that too.
Now the fear kicks in. Okay, I'm excited about all the additions to my football program. I finally got
You know, I got Kenny Payne coaching my team, right? I'm getting right to the moment okay. of.
Hang on, I have to. There's seven texts here saying why the random drum music played over us talking. I'm assuming that didn't get fixed Thursday.
that was not me. Okay. I don't know. I had a day for the ages last week. I guess just because I missed you and I just was all over the place. But yeah, no, that one wasn't me. By the way,
they want the boot.
Hi everybody.
Hi Nick.
I totally forgot about you today, didn't I?
It's okay.
Sorry, Nick. No. It was just, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. There was just like eight, just like, wow.
Oh, no.
Why listen. The random drums?
No, listen. We've learned to pay very close attention to the text line.
Really?
Love you guys.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
We've learned to pay extremely
something happened last week?
Close attention you pay attention, you to know. The text line. Oh,
doesn't something happen really every time? That's, you know, why they say every... Every you know, every day's a gift. That's why they call it the present. And you know,
and you,
what did I?
You
miss?
Should be extremely happy. That was one of mine, Steve.
Mm.
Did you see one of mine?
No.
Okay.
When I saw a few this weekend, I almost sent you text.
Listen,
I saw it,
Steve.
Okay.
Now I'm scared.
Okay.
Do we got enough?
Yeah.
Did we work hard enough?
Yep.
We're getting up on the game. I mean, I think we have the talent. Think we have the roster. What if Coach Satterfield, what if none of these upgrades, what if the upgraders, it's like just bringing back Dino? I mean,
man.
Really?
Happy Monday, Nick.
Dude, it is 10:12, bro. We have been on the air 7 minutes.
Pew, 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 pew.
Do 7 minutes.
Do you want to know what's funny about that?
I'm listening.
Do you want to know what happens to me this time?
I'm listening.
I'm like, how will we lose? This is the time of year for me where I turn into like, I was listening to Drew and Perrin and Blinkenbaker this morning and like everything.
I won't get to how we lose till a week before.
Oh, listen, they were talking like, I totally agree with them in theory. Like, you know, like 7-5 should be the expectation. Mm. I literally am sitting there and I'm like, they're gonna win 19 games. I'm looking. I'm like, we're like, oh, this is me. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. this is where I'm at. You know, I'm not making like bold predictions right now. This is just Steve the fan.
Yeah, just psychology.
All of a sudden, I start looking, and I'm like, the last three games, people are like, oh, the last three games. I'm like, you could beat NC State and Kentucky.
Oh, God.
It's not like, you know, I didn't say at Clemson. I'm like, we'll see. But I'm like, you can win one of those two games. I mean, you don't think I can? I mean, I'm looking through the schedule. I'm like, the middle four? I can win all four of those. You know, like, this is, now we get jersey teases.
Reveals, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we get this stuff. And this is the stretch where I just, every year, I turn into like, oh, my team is going to be awesome. They're going to win. And then I listen to Greg McElroy, for instance. Okay, there was a thing popped up on my YouTube feed yesterday. It was from 2 days ago. He does a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the three teams who will take a massive jump this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tennessee, Nebraska, and Louisville. Mm. And and just listening to him talk, and he's like, yeah, no, Louisville's, you know, they got to finish games.
Mm.
You know, he said, I can't remember what it was. It was like, finish games, sure up the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in all these, he's talking like, I mean, and they went out and they got Griffin, and then they got Lole, and they got, you know, and they've got this guy back and this guy back. Man, he's like, I think Stephen's going to take an insane jump, you know? And it's like, you hear it and you're like, yeah. And when he's saying, he's like, I could see Louisville winning 19 games, like looking at their schedule.
Sounding rational.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so when that's like, it's odd because I get selective hearing about this time. About the second week in August, which is now, I start to get selective hearing. And it's like I only hear the praise. And I totally forget anything else that's going on. Like, you know, when you're like, well, yeah, but do they have, I'm like, yeah, they do. When I listen to Tyon Evans and Jalen Mitchell, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good here. Like, well, you know, receiver, yeah, no, we're fine. You get what I'm saying?
100%. I thought something I wanted to add, and then I lost it, and I was trying to get it back. I owe Jalen Mitchell an apology.
Oh, his third thing was Malik Cunningham. He's like, Malik Cunningham is the most underrated quarterback in the country. He's like, this kid could start practically anywhere, you know, outside of a handful of schools.
I saw a little video of Malik, you know, one of the little highlight videos of Malik throwing the football around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my biggest complaint was?
Listen.
I didn't like he was wearing some, looked like pants. I'm like, are you throwing footballs in designer pants?
Mm-hmm. NIL, baby.
Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, God, no, babe. Not like this.
He's got to wear, it's like he signed a deal with Dockers. So he's got to wear Dockers socks.
Listen. Like,
come on, bro.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
No. Because
they look like Dockers.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I was like, wait, did that really happen?
No, that's the problem. I looked at those pants and they look like colorful Dockers.
That's funny. No, I was just kidding. But
yeah, somebody, please tag Steve on Twitter. Tag him in that Malik Cunningham video and look at the pants he's throwing that football in and tell me I'm not wrong.
Right.
But other than that, I'm like, I forgot about how, again, it's highlight, it's clip. And yeah. I'm like, that ball looks like it's coming out of his hand. Instead of those floaters. Looks like it's coming out pretty sharp. I'm like, got a little bite to it.
Well, and now we're getting. Do you know what a picture, Marcus? Let me show you. I'm going to show you the picture, and then I'm going to tweet out the picture. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is what, and this kind of goes with the theme of today. Because this is where I'm at. Because we're kind of talking, I think the theme kind of today is where are you at, you know, in your sports season? When does your sports season?
Your sports emotion. Where are you at in your sports emotion? Yeah, okay.
Do you know what a picture like this does to me on August 7th? Because I saw it yesterday.
Right, right.
That's D. Wiggins making a one-handed catch.
It's time to start knowing our guys too. You know, we got to start that segment back up, right? We got to do some profiles.
Oh, or each pick a player, player profiles.
We got to do some profiles.
Yeah, but I mean, like a picture like that on August 7th, I'm like, it's on. I'm like, that's a one-handed catch. He obviously reeled it in.
You know, I'm just assuming. Right, right.
Yeah, you know, like I mean, this is great.
Texas says there are dickies.
They're dickies, okay.
I don't know that to be true. I just need somebody to tag you in it.
Yeah.
And for you to see. Okay. Well, tell me if you get tagged in it, because I'd rather somebody tag me in it too. But no, I'm still in the fearful.
Yeah.
I need more time. You know? I like, okay, fall camp. Coach, I need more time. Okay, put it this way, Steve. I'm not in the mood for, well, you know.
Sorry, I'm writing a.
Later on in the season, he should be, you know, we should be coming along. No, it's like, no, I need more time because by the time I get to the season, I'm not going to have. I'm going to celebrate like there's no tomorrow and I'm going to be angry like I have no perspective. Because I'm like, we have everything. We have our talent. We have a quarterback. We got, you know, we went and got coaches. We went and got facilities. I gave you everything.
Yeah.
We could win some games.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could win some games.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just communicating with an NBA champion on some things.
Then there's that.
If it's the same one I'm thinking about, I'm a little sad. Because my messages to him suddenly went from blue to green.
Okay.
Get over it. Get over it.
Every time I pout, I'm just going to say it.
And we get Andy Sweeney.
So.
Okay.
Steve.
Yeah.
Other energy. Other energy.
Just gotta talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I get some Young Jeezy, please, Nikki? What is he going to pick up? What is he going to play? Hurry up. Just put in Young Jeezy and play.
I know what you want.
I know. What are the odds that Nikki's going to play anything I want to listen to?
Yeah.
Hurry up, Nikki.
It was going to be put on for my city, but you keep talking, it's going to be polka.
How much you want to bet he plays the remix?
I know. It'll be something like.
I bet you.
Little Kim in the bed or something. Like, no, Nick. Just the song.
Texas says Soul Survivor.
Well done.
Coach Satterfield. That was a good look. Hey, Coach. That was a good look.
Well done.
Coach Payne. That was a good look. Nolan, everybody who was down there. Griff, that was a good look. That was a good look. That was a good vibe. Those parents that saw you down there just enjoying yourselves, watching the game in the park. It didn't look overly photo-oppy. Although, yes, of course, it's some photo op. It didn't look overly photo op, right?
Yep.
I saw the looks on. I panned the crowd, and the kids were locked on. Steve, tangible, that's the coach right there. I was talking about it last night. Meeting a coach at his camp is a lot different from meeting a coach or being up close to a coach at a park that I play on.
Let's make sure that we're actually on the air, because everybody is saying that it's O'Reilly's commercials and random commercials right now. What you're saying is
I imagine. I think I know what's getting fixed. Just if you could do me a favor, text line, and thank you. Just let me know what medium you're listening to. App, okay. iHeart, terrestrial.
Just so
I can kind of maybe pinpoint it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, if you text in.
All these.
If you text in, tell what you're listening to it on.
Yeah.
So that's important. That's good information he needs. Steve.
Yes.
Tangible.
Yeah.
That's him. That's him in his visor. Up, you know. Shawnee.
Yeah.
Damn, Kenny Payne's big. Look at him around people. Around people.
Yep.
You see that with your own two eyes. Like I said, listen, I don't care what you say. Once you get a chance to shake one of these coaches' hands up close at a Shawnee Park, it's different than meeting them at the restaurant. It's different from, no, they're outside, kind of kicking it.
Yeah.
Have a vibe of kicking out of park. Watch a dirt bowl, you know? So, telling you, the parents of young men and women around this city will cut you slack after seeing you like that.
It was awesome, man. I really enjoyed it.
Does that make sense? Like, oh, man, I seen him interact with a couple people. He looks like he's, you know.
Yeah.
I can root for that guy a little different.
It sounded like a lot of the team kind of went too, you know. And it's just, yeah.
And for the team. JJ, it's what you playing for. You know what I'm saying? I get to see him. Now I get to see, I get to say, hey, man, keep it up, JJ. You know, just like I said, just the city of the university.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get insulated.
Well, yes. And it's why I did love like that intro they put together a couple years ago. Or it might have been last year. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But it was the one where it was like, you know, it's like it's the city's team.
Because
it really is. Like, I mean, it really is the city. It's unique how.
Historically.
Historically. I mean, it's such a. I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about city versus state the last couple of days now, again, you know, of course.
Right.
But it's like, that's a big deal. And something like the Dirt Bowl is an iconic thing that's known outside the city, you know?
I've always told you, the college basketball thing did not seem real. I mean, for me, and I was really good, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should have been a much more of a reality sooner.
Sure.
But when I went to see Vanderbilt, when I told you Billy McCaffrey, when he transferred from Duke and went to Vanderbilt, and I went to go see him play up close, and I went and talked to him, just that it just you know, bridged that gap between television dude and like, I can see his frame up close.
Yeah.
I can see him hanging out, interacting, you know what I'm saying? And like, no, I can do that, you know? And like I said, and the parents, like, no, I see the kids interacting with the kids. It's like, no, that's much more of a bridge builder.
Yeah.
Or a gap closer or whatever than people realize. So, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And look, yes, people, there was the natural joke. Satterfield down in Shawnee. And then you're like, Satterfield got to go some places to get some players, people.
to get dudes, man.
Listen, dudes are at Shawnee.
Yeah.
Like, let's not make this awkward. Satterfield, you're going to have to go to some Third Ward, Texas to go get some dudes.
Listen, to get dudes.
Dade County.
And it's different. It's different. But I did really enjoy that, man. So it was good to see the coaches out doing their thing, and again, I mean, they're on the home stretch too, you know.
I gotta confirm this. So let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
David Banner. David Banner.
Hey. You know your folk be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real D's showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out, all the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm here. So let me tell them who I'm here. Rubber band, man, wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man, I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand, chances all colors, man. I'm rubber band, man, like a one-man band. Trees rappers like the Apollo, and I'm the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So when you say 7-5, for the university, thank you.
Got it.
Thank you. University of Louisville, 7-5.
By the way, I think we figured out our issue. Might have been user error, but
allegedly.
7-5. Is that a stalemate, or is that a happy record, or is it expected record, or does it listen, or do we pick apart and say, "I need a Kentucky 7-5"?
I mean, there are different 7-5s. I mean, yeah, like you can't be 7-5 and just get housed by Clemson and Kentucky, like, or something like that. You know, I mean. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, the five matter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
am I getting closer to the 7-5? Is kind of a okay. Okay, here's the thing. Because this is funny. This is getting angsty.
Because all 7-5s are not created equal.
Yeah, this is getting angsty, right? Like I said, I don't have to give any more disclaimers about how happy I am with the off-season moves and and the direction.
Sure.
With that being said, a 7-5 is still is it setting me up to have another young, like, you know, going into the next season, another we're young. Yeah, we got some good players, but we're young.
Well, we're not young.
Grad transfer, but we're young. No, I'm saying if you go 7-5 this year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, is 7-5 with this veteran-laden team, is 7-5 comfortable?
I mean, not for me, but I mean, personally, but
yeah, that's what like I said, if 7-5 is the number, is like the Mendoza line,
right?
Then I'm like,
No. Well, because I'll say this, man. I mean, next year, like, I'm pumped about the freshmen coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to lose some stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. That's my point.
You know, I mean, you're probably going to lose Keytrail, you know, Sanogo, you're going to lose them. Yasir Abdullah, you're going to lose them. You know, Lole, mm-hmm. I think, is he 1 year left?
I think he's 1 year.
Yep. Okay, yeah, you probably lose him. You know, you're going to lose Cunningham. You're going to lose, right, D. Wiggins. You know, like, they're Marshawn Ford. I think you lose him, right? I mean, like, there are pieces. Caleb Chandler's going to be gone, you know. Like, I mean, there's things you're going to lose. So I'm okay with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The amount of talent you have right now is making me stick.
That's why I need to win this year, because I'm okay with next year being step one to a process of, you know.
Yeah, I can live through some resetting of some positions.
Like, I understand.
This is a pretty full cover.
It might be year two and three that you're looking at a junior Reuben Owens and Pierce, a junior Pierce, and those guys, when you're like, well, top 10, top 5, you know, like, this is the real deal. I'm okay with that. I understand how that works.
The next year
in football,
it can be a trampoline year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But so, this year, it's like, ooh, you guys, right. You have to make me feel like you, okay. We're monitoring the guys you should have developed.
Yeah, also. Right. So what I can't do is win 6-6 or go 7-5 and it be one of those seven and fives. Yeah,
any of the good teams, they just pummeled you.
Yeah, and where it's like
you beat up on, you know, you beat up on Duke and BC and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, my wins can't, you know, be Syracuse, BC, Duke, you know, or whatever. Right. I don't think we play Duke, but you get the point. Yeah, James Madison, you know, and different stuff. And But now I'm not saying I think that's going to be the case, because I don't. I think they got a really good team over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm expecting 8 wins.
That's what I'm
like.
Right.
To me, I'm like, 8 wins. This should be an 8 win season.
Right. Like I feel like you got your money's worth at 8.
Yeah. Go. I need.
Does
to
that
be,
make sense? Like, absolutely. Yeah. You got your money's worth out of
but
this team.
I
out
need
of
to be
coaching.
Going for 9 in the bowl. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a crappy 7-5 and then you beat a. Now again, there can be a successful 7-5. I understand that, but. I just look at the schedule and I'm like, I need 8 wins.
Okay.
Like, 8 wins calms me as far as, okay, we ran 8-4.
On the defensive end or the offensive end?
Well, to me, the defensive end is a money year for Brian Brown. I mean, like, you're in a contract
because I'm
probably more so than Satterfield.
I'm sitting here to myself saying, okay, Marcus, what if the offense takes a big step back? What if the defense is good, offense, we just can't move the ball?
Well, then,
am I putting that, like, okay, because here's the
thing.
That would be
a Satterfield issue, sure.
Yeah, we say Malik, right? Malik's back. I think it was Mark Blakenbaker talking about this morning. You know, we got Malik. And I'm not this person. I don't even bring it up. But if it happens after, you know, year 4, I say this quarterback room has always scared me.
Uh-huh.
This quarterback room, and I can't hold back the wolves.
Yeah.
That live inside me if something happens. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because this is like a long-term conscious decision to have Conley there.
Yeah.
This is a long-term listen, and just this is not hypocritical. This is not, well, how can you say Kenny Payne, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, dude, 4 years? Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're really gambling.
Well, it's a full class. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, that's why in football, you know, 4 or 5 years is always the full. And he calmed me a little bit last week at Media Day.
Let me ask you this. Does the Souders element?
Yes. It's a big deal.
Does it get even if you know Sauter's going to be gone after.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we talked about this on the phone, I think. Strength coach jobs don't pop open all the time to the big dogs. Mm-hmm. So you probably got a couple years with Sauter. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he seems like he's one that's on the rise. You know, that and I'm not speaking for him. I don't know. He may love it here. He's from Kentucky, so he may be.
The other coaches seem to really respect what he's doing in there.
Yeah. And to me, yes, he seems like a guy that will probably head to a step up eventually, whether it be 2 years, 3 years.
Is that right? Does Vegas have – is the over number 5-5 for Vegas?
It started out 5-5, and then I think it moved
– 5.5 wins, sorry.
Yeah, 5.5, and I think it moved to 6.5. I believe so. Yeah, I believe it was 5-5, and then it moved to 6.5, which, you know, I mean, I get it, though, with Vegas, and I get it with nationally, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, I can understand people saying, you know, I look at Louisville, and after what I've watched the last 2 years, I mean, even the anonymous coaches that Drew was talking about this morning, did you hear that?
For a couple seconds.
Okay, I mean, like, you listen to them, and it was like, it made me question myself. I'm like, has anything happened the last couple months? Because, like, they were kind of picking right up from December, you know, like, yeah, I don't know, man. They just, that school and him aren't a match, and they're, you know, it's probably it for him. And, you know, and it's like, well, man, they've had a pretty good offseason. Like, but you got to remember, not everybody's on the ground floor.
Yep. Listen to this every day. And speaking
there's a reason ESPN has started going to people that are, you know.
Speaking of ground floor stuff, you know, we're in review mode or whatever. I owe an apology. Now, you may have heard me tease it earlier on.
Okay.
I owe a huge, huge apology. Jalen Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I hope you don't listen to me, Jalen Mitchell. Steve, I point out everybody who does shiny new toy.
Yeah.
I point it out. This is a shiny toy. It's a shiny toy. Shiny toy, right? I point it out all the time. I shiny new toyed the hell out of Jalen Mitchell.
Okay. I mean, I know where you're going. Yeah.
Listen, for the last week, Tyon Evans has been like the, oh my God, I can't wait. Like, nobody else was going to play. It was going to be SEC power back Tyon Evans. I Auburn running back Tyon Evans.
Michael Dyer.
Yeah. Michael Dyer. That was the worst.
Yeah.
That was the, but he could play, but.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like.
Those arms.
It wasn't un.
Bobby shiny new toyed him, too. Because Bobby played about. When Bobby got on campus, Dominic Brown was the running back. You know, we had stuff. And Michael Dyer had a decent year the year before, you know, under Charlie. But Bobby just was like, no. I'm running that guy. I'm not like, yeah.
Look at him.
Dominic Brown just basically was like, thank you for your 3 years of service.
Listen, Nikki, do you remember Michael Dyer?
Oh, God, yeah. No, because I was still in school. That was like my final second senior.
Which
year.
Michael Dyer had a good year.
That's what
under
I'm
Bobby.
That's
that,
what
that,
I'm
that first year, like, I mean, he was good that year.
If y'all don't remember, Michael Dyer was the dude that your eyes couldn't help but to be drawn to.
And let me say this while we're just going down memory lane here.
Anchor arms.
Something that doesn't get credited enough, Brandon Radcliffe's success, he learned a ton from Michael Dyer. Like, you watch that first year, I don't think Brandon Radcliffe's the running back here that he was if Michael Dyer's not there with him.
That is
Bobby, poor Dominic Brown. Bobby just come right in and was like, you're a running back? Okay, well, you're not now. Those two are. That Radcliffe kid.
That's a running back.
Michael Dyer. That's my running backs.
So, Steve, I listened to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? I don't know if you did.
I did.
Tyon Evans, they did it together, Tyon Evans, or did they one after the other?
Oh, this time of year, give me all the post-practice player interviews.
Right. So Mitchell says.
Speaking of practice sound, by the way, at 12 o'clock here, we'll have a little bit of that. Patty's going to anchor it. On 93.9 The Ball. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure who the players are.
Practice with Patty?
Yeah, a little triple P, if you will. P cubed. A little P cubed. I'm not sure who the players are. I'm looking in the email. I don't see it. But nonetheless, some post-practice sound with Patty. We'll be on 93.9 The Bill at noon.
So, Steve, I listened to Jalen Mitchell say, I like to take everything from everybody, you know, I like to take stuff. Which is like, to me, that's, you know, when I talk about Kenny Payne can see something that somebody else doesn't see in recruiting and value something. Mm-hmm. If I talk to a kid and I said, who do you model your game after? And he said, I try to take something from everybody. Mm-hmm. Come on with me. Mm-hmm. Come on with me.
Sure.
I'll take you over a higher ranked kid if you're willing to steal something from everybody's game.
Absolutely.
If you go full copycat mode, you're limited. Mm-hmm. You're limited.
I agree.
The first thing he said when he said, you know, the locker room iron sharpens iron, he said, just watch how low and watch how Tyon Evans get behind his pads when he runs. He's like, that's what I want to pick up. And he's like, I've been thinking about that. I'm like, man. You sure you should be out?
Yeah.
You might want to make you might want to make your way to the hospital, dear. That's a dumb twins right there.
Golly.
And literally twins, like people. It hurts, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Very. So
you hope, or if not, you're just massively offended.
No, that's not unmistakable. hear him make that gesture, right?
Yep.
Okay, he says that. I'm in the middle of my Tyon Evans love fest. I went back and started watching some Mitchell.
Yeah.
The only thing he doesn't have is the same thing Javian Hawkins didn't have his first year. You remember, if you go back, mm-hmm. Javian Hawkins
just get caught.
Got caught.
Yeah.
He got angled down by Notre Dame mm-hmm. in that big, you know, the big first game matchup.
I mean, even to the point where I think it was Chris Fowler was like, he breaks one. He's gone. Yep. He's off. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because they see, you know, they're watching it up there, and it's like, oh, he's gone.
Yep.
It's like, no, he's not.
He has that burst of speed, and you could tell, like, listen, anybody who's tried to run 100 meters, when you hit the 60 mark, your mm-hmm. thighs, they burn. Uh-huh. You slow down fast. When that, you know, gets on your back or whatever. You could see Javian Hawkins the moment yep. the gorilla gets on his back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, Marcus and Steve passed videos back and forth of Javian Hawkins mm-hmm. in the offseason. He was running those dunes damn near.
Yep.
He was running with a track girl, right? Mm-hmm. And a coach. And I'm telling you, watching him run up a sand hill, and you know, like I said, the first 20 steps are awesome. He's explosion. And then to see him just keep on, you know, the next 30 yep. steps, the next 40 steps, like, damn, like, he's really getting it in, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when Javian Hawkins, I mean, the year he jumped out of here, he trained like he wanted to leave school.
Absolutely.
So, and you saw him against like Wake Forest at the end of the half where he breaks a 90 yarder,
yep.
you know, just right up the middle or, you know, when he started, like, nobody can really catch him in a 100-yard race. It was like, okay, he's different.
Yeah, absolutely.
But after it was his off season, Jalen Mitchell has that same original Javian Hawkins burst.
Well, because that's a tremendous comparison, because that's always been my thing with Jalen Mitchell. Is it's like, man, I mean, he's a really good running back, you know? I mean, and you know.
Pass pro?
Yeah, like, I mean, he does great things. And he, as well, has been forgotten by me, you know, where it's like, I've just named, like, I think Evans a start, Cooley.
But
like
we're criticizing, we're like, dude, you got to get behind your pads. You can't look like you're taking the blow.
Yeah, well, it can't look that drastically different when Jahar Jordan hit the hole.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Jahar Jordan, you know, of course, last year he didn't come back from injury until like after the Syracuse game. So he actually only got a couple games where he really played.
He might have Chris Mack'd him.
That's possible. But I mean, but against Duke and against, you know, even against Air Force, against different teams, you watched him and it was like, whoa, like he really, you know, like he runs hard.
And to be smaller in stature.
But here's the problem. That shouldn't be noticeable in a stable of running backs. If it is, then one guy is running harder than the other guys.
Or coach, you're going to have to start rewarding.
Yeah.
The guys that hit the hole harder than just the, you know, okay, the safe back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but I understand it. I understand you going with the safe back. Like I said, Marshawn Ford talked about, you know, you can't make a mistake or, you know, you got to have trust.
Even though, let me say, in this whole conversation, I still think Tyron Evans is the best running back.
I don't know.
I do.
I don't know.
I think he is the best running back that we have.
Listen, here's the problem, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree if we ran a different style offense.
Okay.
When we do that stretch, real true stretch, I think Tyon Evans is looking to get upfield too quick. I think he will be. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Because on some of his stretch out plays, it's like he's almost like, you know, I can't get
paid to coach around that, though. If Tyon Evans does that, then Tyon Evans he runs between the guards, you know?
Yeah. But that's going to be Coach Satterfield.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's for Coach Satterfield to figure out.
So, yeah, I agree with you. Like on a pro scheme.
Yeah.
Tyon Evans, but for this and for this stretch and Jalen Mitchell running this stretch longer, I'm wondering if he's going to be more effective in this. Like I say, anything on the dives, though, the quarterback, you know, reads.
Well, yeah.
I think Tyon could be a beast, but I also think Tyon's going to beat up Malik if he don't give him the ball.
But in the same breath, I say Tyon Evans.
Been consistent in that.
I say Tyon Evans is the best running back. And then again, I'm like, I also think the most NFL running back out of all of them is probably Cooley. Cooley can go deep, you know, and he can catch out of the backfield. He has breakaway speed. Probably the best of the whole running back stable. I mean, we'll see with Tyon. I mean, I've watched him run away from SEC defenses, you know, on highlights. But, I mean, Cooley's got it all, too. But this brings us
Syracuse
back.
Syracuse game one is Mitchell, right?
No, I think Evans was.
You think Evans gets the first carry?
I do. But this whole conversation brings us back to the beginning conversation. It's why I think I'm not afraid to say. No,
eight, nine.
You should win 8 wins.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I mean, 8 should be my line of demarcation.
If the offensive line is my strength and my running back room has those guys in there, 8, I should be a better. You know, if I have one of the better coaches in this conference, and I'm saying should, like playing good, playing good should.
Yes.
Yeah, like bad play, but yeah, you can't have 5 bad games.
Yeah.
With that offensive line and that running back room.
Yeah.
Which would put you at 7-5.
Yeah, like it should be. Okay, if 7-5 is like and here would be my argument back if somebody was like, no, 7-5. Okay, 7-5. I'm not asking for a ton more. I'm asking for one more game.
Take away a where you I won this game because I have the better coaching staff.
Yeah.
Those are the games that I'm looking for. Not I won this game because I had the better players.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like five, you know, when you're 5-5, you're like, okay, my five games I won because of talent. And it's, I know it sounds unfair, but you do out-talent some teams.
Absolutely.
Like, let's admit that. You can out-talent some teams. Some, you know, it's just going to work.
Yeah.
But my next three games, listen, we spend money for our program like it's a top-tier ACC athletic program, right?
Mm-hmm.
We spend money on facilities to get to demand, and I'm saying demand in air quotes, to feel like I should be able to demand of my coach,
yeah,
you out-coach three games,
yeah,
of teams with better talent than us. Like, we're, you know, that's how I'm going to feel like you're going to get me to a ACC championship.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I think that's a realistic expectation.
Has Clemson taken a step back in your mind?
That's an interesting question.
Like, when they don't got a quarterback, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, but, I mean, they just, I mean, they have Uyunglele or whatever, and then they just signed, like, the number one guy. I mean, so it's like one of those things, like, we'll see.
I don't know, but here's the other problem. Dabo, man. He may be getting soft.
Well,
he may be getting Hollywood on us.
Well, I was going to say, I think the question with him is, did he do too much with his little antics and stuff? Like,
right.
Did you do too much? Because it looks like you're, and it might not, they may come right back this year and we're like, okay, all right, he's not.
Might just go full animal.
It looks as though, like, you might be teetering dangerously on being the flavor of the month. You know what I'm saying? Like, in that moving by, because, I mean, he did a lot. I mean, just a lot of the
extraness, yeah.
Extra, you know, and it's like, okay, all right, you know. So I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, you understand why I'm asking the question. Like, I've seen a lot of teams at Miami have a ton of talent. And if they,
I know,
and it just takes one thing to get them off balance, man. Yeah. And it's like, ooh, yeah, it doesn't look right. It looks like a bunch of athletes, but something doesn't look right over there.
Yeah.
Let's go, Sat.
I know.
Listen, you got
the time is now.
You got to seize the opportunities if you get it. We are rolling along here, waiting on Nicky Valvano to play at the top of the hour. Middays with Marcus Maben, rolling along on 93.9 The Ville. Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold craft, tap, can, or bottled beer, Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
If you want the best selection of beer, wine, and spirits, go to Liquor Barn. Or better yet, have Liquor Barn bring it to you. Download the Liquor Barn app, visit liquorbarn.com, or call your local Liquor Barn store to schedule your pickup or delivery to get what you need to stock the bar. If it's your birthday month, make sure to visit liquorbarn.com for the Pappy Birthday Promotion, where you might win an opportunity to purchase a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Liquor Barn can help you bring the celebration to your cookout, tailgate, or game watch party. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life.
Hey, Card Nation, let's be honest. The real estate market in Kentucky is booming. And whether you want to buy or sell a home, now is the perfect time to do it. With interest rates at an all-time low and programs that can get you in a home for no money down. Want to learn more? It's simple. Just call Derek A. Stewart with Dream JP Pirtle. Derek is available virtually around the clock to listen, understand, and help you with all your realtor needs. So don't waste another second. Call Derek A. Stewart at 502-314-9868 today.
An official broadcast partner of the University of Louisville, WLCL Sellersburg, is 93.9 The Ville.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Palvano. The SportsCenter update brought to you by Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Free soft drinks, free sunscreen, free parking. 247 Sports predicting the first third of the season for each ACC school. They predict the Cards at 3-1, on pace to win 8 games this season. That's a sentiment echoed by ESPN's David Cobb, who joined the V Show Friday.
I'm not saying they're going to run the table through the league, but I don't feel like there's a massive talent disparity between Louisville and the rest of the conference. I feel like this is a team that could win 8 games, or probably should, to be honest, with where they are now under Scott Satterfield, how long he's been there, and the fact that they've got, I think, a dark horse Heisman candidate at quarterback.
Full interview found GE Points, this podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. Keep it locked to 93.9 The Ville for post-UofL practice sound around noon today with Patty Ice. Scores from the weekend, the pitch, hell of a win for Lou City. 4 different scores contributing to a 4-1 victory over the Charleston Battery. Lou City, they'll look to defend first place in the East against Tampa Bay Saturday. Friday, this past weekend, Racing, they drew with Washington 1-1 on the diamond. The Indy beats Louisville 11-8 to close out that road series. The Bats, they'll head to Iowa tomorrow for a series with the Cubs. Reds, they win a road series with Milwaukee 4-2. They start a series with Pops and I's Mets tonight. Justin Dunn, slate to make his MLB debut, 640. That's over on ESPN 680, 105.7.
You're listening to 93.9 The Ville, powered by Isaacs and Isaacs Injury Lawyers. WeWin.com.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.